Good afternoon, a gorgeous late summer, early autumn afternoon in progress across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine and pleasant temperatures. We're off our morning lows and now climbing quickly through the 60s and lower 70s on our way to the middle 70s for afternoon highs with just a light, gentle breeze and low humidity. Another clear, comfortably cool night tonight with upper 40s and lower 50s on average, and that'll take us into another gorgeous day tomorrow with high pressure in control, lots of sunshine, a bit warmer with highs in the lower 80s. On Wednesday, we'll track the next front in our direction. Not particularly powerful, but scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible by the end of the day and after dark on Wednesday night. Before the front comes through, highs will be in the lower 80s again. Behind the front, just like today, we'll have sunny and cooler air with temperatures in the lower 70s for highs on Thursday, and that high pressure center will hang on into Friday with more sunshine and pleasant weather with highs staying in the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like it'll be dry for most, if not the entire day on Saturday, maybe some thunderstorms at night, and a better chance of showers and thunderstorms with another front on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening across parts of southeastern Nebraska and adjacent portions of northern Kansas into portions of western and central Iowa. Moderate instability combined with deep layer shear should produce a few severe storms and possibly a couple of supercells later on today and through the evening. These storms have the potential to produce large hail and strong wind gusts. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is now issuing advisories on newly formed Tropical Storm Ian in the central Atlantic Ocean. Ian is located about 1,140 miles southeast of Bermuda. It is moving toward the northwest near 13 miles per hour, and a turn toward the north-northwest is expected over the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center will continue to move over the central Atlantic through tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected during the next day or so, with some slight strengthening that is possible beginning tomorrow night. And Super Typhoon Meranti is located about 160 miles southeast of Taipei, Taiwan, with sustained winds of 180 miles per hour and gusts to 220 miles per hour. Meranti is expected to maintain Category 5 status before weakening a bit and approaching southern Taiwan and eventually China in the next 48 hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 53, the record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 36, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:10 p.m., 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly mild today, with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, upper 40s and lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today, mild with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm, still with low humidity, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, lower 80s. Sunny and cooler, lower 70s Thursday. More sunshine, pleasant Friday, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, warmer Saturday, upper 70s to around 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later in the day or at night. And scattered thunderstorms possible again Sunday, highs over the weekend in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.